This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So much to discuss today. So much. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I love it in one sense because it makes the job somewhat easy, but it makes it difficult because I don't know what you're interested in, so I just do what I do. Whatever makes me smile or I find interesting or ironic. I call dealing with leftists ironic hypocrisies. That's what it is. They're always hypocrites. And the irony is they don't always get it. But give me the situation, I will give you ironic hypocrisies. And that should be, you know what? I think I'm going to make that the name of a show. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot those things down, what I just told you, KJRadio.com, because if you remember something that exited the news cycle and you're like, Kevin, why are they no longer talking about this? And I'd love the cover. I always do that. I take a step back and I say, okay, Notre Dame burned a week ago. It's out of the news cycle. Nobody cares. You know what's out in the news cycle? Sri Lanka, 300 and something people. Now it's almost 400 that were shot and killed on the holiest of days for us Christians. And it's pretty much out of the news cycle. Why? Because Joe Biden announced his presidency or whatever. Who knows? Jussie Smollett, pretty much out of the news cycle, other than the Nigerian brothers are now suing Smollett, and there's an update on the prosecutor, but you don't hear anything about him. Empire is still deciding if they're going to bring him back. But if you remember something and say, Kevin, this just disappeared. What's going on? See, that's truly where the news is. Why aren't we talking about this? Let me give you an example. Adam Schiff, they talked about how much the Democrats had, how they were going to, you know, indict all these people. They're bringing people back to testify. Let me tell you why it's disappeared. First of all, Adam Schiff can't back up a single thing that his big mouth has said.
We have overwhelming
evidence that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and we'll be presenting that evidence at some point here. Well, isn't it time to do it, Adam? I tweeted to him, hey, Congressman, when are we going to get to see that evidence? Because, and then I brought in the president and said, because I'd sue you for slander. I'd make you back up those statements. I don't know if that's even something people should, you know, can do, should do. I would do it. I'd sue them for slander. Anyway, Notre Dame, I mentioned it earlier, burned down. The investigation continues, and guess what?
Well, it could be cigarettes and whatever else. We'll get into it a little bit more. I'm going to cover these just a little bit deeper, but we lose the news cycle. Why?
Because we want to discuss what the left wants us to discuss. Biden was supposed to make his announcement on Wednesday, made it on Thursday. Don't ask me why. My prediction is something came up in the news cycle and they asked him to delay it. Who knows? They're in collusion. You know all these guys are colluding together. Oh, well, don't do this until we say this or that. You want to know how you know collusion? Did we talk about this the other day? Of course we did. I talked about when the church shooting occurred and they called them Easter worshipers across the Democrat spectrum. Nobody used the word Christians. Nobody used the word, who knows? Give me 50 words. They all used the term Easter worshipers. Do you think that Democrats across the, individually were going, boy, it's really a shame that those Easter worshipers were shot and killed like that? Or do you think that they all got together and said, okay, here are the talking points? It shouldn't scare you. But it should make you understand that there is a deep state out there that operates, and it is a 24-hour machine that is funded by you to run against you. That's what you... I say I'm not, you know, scared about it, but I am pissed. Oh, yeah. Spending my money. Every institution that is plotting against you, you fund. You fund the education institute that is trying to essentially make your kids idiots, make them drone Stepford wives, if you will, and you fund it. And here's what's really sad about it. It's not gangster. They're not taking it from you. You want to fund it. You want to put money into education.
Yeah, no problem. Here's some more money.
You just dole it out. It's ridiculous. We've got to stop this system. You fund all these kids going to journalism school. Do you think we're putting out journalists? Okay, Brian Williams still has a show. Okay? Brian Williams, the dude who has pretty much lied about his entire life.
Well, when I was under fire in, you know, Bosnia, you know.
And he's got a show. He's still getting paid millions of dollars. They still want you to believe he has credibility, and they're slowly letting him creep back up. First, Brian was, I don't know, hanging garments, you know, back in wardrobe for NBC. Then he gets some little bitty show here. Next thing you know, he's back doing daily news, hard-hitting interviews, and don't be surprised if in 2-3 more years, he's back as the anchor of NBC. Hello, I'm Brian Williams, Mr. Credibility. Even remember that? Jussie Smollett should be in jail, okay? He's vacationing in friggin' Hawaii with his family, living the dream. Let me tell you something. I told some friends of mine I was golfing with. I said, if anybody ever mentions white privilege to you, say, yeah, white privilege like that Jussie Smollett guy, like that guy, that's the kind of white privilege I want. There's a story, by the way. We'll get into it. I already said it. But it'll talk more about this white privilege that Jussie Smollett has had. White privilege. Look, all across this land, by the way, we're going to talk about some Democrat scoundrels. Maybe you heard about them, maybe you didn't. But these are the people that cheat on their taxes, they cheat on their friendships, they cheat in their businesses, they cheat to get their kids into schools, they cheat at everything that they do, and we're the ones funding all of their ability to do this, their malice. And I'll show you how. I'll show you how they fleece us every single day. They talk about things like global climate change, global cooling, global warming, global climate change. They talk about, we got to protect American citizens while they kill us by letting people into the borders. I could give you contradictions and ironic hypocrisies all day long. These people are nuts. They've seen a proven president who knows how to lead, who has got every indicator in this country moving in the right direction. And you know what the poll?
Well, Donald Trump poll numbers are 40%. 60% of the people don't believe we're going in the right direction.
The very same people that said after we'd lost 5 million jobs under Obama,
we're going in the right direction.
These people are idiots. Ironic hypocrisies. You are not going to want to miss today's show. Stay put. Stay where you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. I'm no Bing Crosby, but I tell you what, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. Oh man, so talented, so talented. My producer, look guys, where else could you work that you have this much fun? That you get to, I mean, are your minds getting expanded? Seriously. Do your minds get expanded? Of course they do. Look, I'm not trying to brag, but you're better. You are better human beings. You're better people listening to me every day, knowing what's going on. You are. You don't have to, don't even argue. You are. Okay, yes, just shake your head. Exactly. The other one's telling the other one, just shake your head. Yeah, just agree. I know you're trying to placate me, but you know it's a fact. You're better human beings. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But hey, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and let me tell you why. Because the Democrats are imploding on themselves, and I know you hear me say that a lot, but that's what I do. I tell you the truth. I'm not giving, it's not like I'm, the Democrats are imploding. And, you know, it would be like the Democrats are going, hey, Donald Trump, he's horrible. Oh, but wait a minute, that stock market's doing really well. Oh, wait, the economy's doing really well. Oh, wait,
We just added this many jobs. Oh, wait, the GDP is at 3.2%. Do you even know what these numbers are? Do you know what they mean? Do you know since Donald Trump took over in 2018, they showed the GDP. It was barely over, whatever. I mean, 2016. It was Barack Obama's measly little 2-point-something%. Donald Trump got it to 3, and now in the year 2017 and 2018, it was 3.2%. It was 3.2% so far this first quarter of 2019. It was 3% in 2018, and I don't remember what it was in 2017, but it's a stair step up each time. That's how well this economy's doing. And he's got it in range. Trump has it in range. By the way, let's remember Barack Obama said we couldn't hold a nominal GDP over 2%. Get used to it. Get used to those jobs going away. So those people are delusional. But when I talk about it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, I'm telling you, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas because everything that we talk about is legit. They are mad at success. That's what I want you to understand. They're upset about the success of Donald Trump, the success of your vote to elect Donald Trump. I hate to put this in your brain, but I want you to imagine the carnage that we would be facing right now if Hillary Clinton were our president. Forget what you don't know about these scandals. I'm talking about the laughingstock of the world. Would Hillary be making NATO pay their bills? No. Would Hillary have brought manufacturing jobs back to America? No. Hillary would be buying into more social justice BS agenda, essentially taking America down the same path. Is she moderate in comparison to some of these others? Absolutely. But a moderate leftist is still a leftist. Don't try to, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat that. I don't know. I could give you some analogies, but I don't need to. It's kind of like this. No matter how big Bill Clinton ever gets in life, and maybe he's as big as he's ever going to get, he still wakes up next to Hillary. You know what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I mean? Yeah. Oh, man. Would you want that? It's kind of like Barack Obama. No matter how big of a rock star, whatever, that dude has to wake up next to Michelle. Now, some people will look at that as a slam. If he really loves her and enjoys her, then he can be the happiest dude on the planet. But I'm telling you, as an outsider looking in, I wouldn't be too happy about that. Now, let's contrast that. No matter how good or bad it is for Donald Trump, let's just say bad. No matter how life is, whatever things that if Donald Trump gets lemons, he still wakes up next to Melania. And they make sweet lemonade together. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep this in perspective. This is a respectable show. I want people to understand what we're dealing with. That's the difference. Donald Trump wakes up next to Melania. Bill Clinton wakes up next to Hillary. Barack wakes up next to Michelle. Leftist person wakes up next to leftist person. Insert any names you want. It doesn't look good for them. It doesn't work out. It only works out for us. Glad you're here. We talked about ironic hypocrisies. Hey, here's something you're not going to believe. You're not going to believe this. This is why it's bad news for Adam Schiff. Let's play this clip from Bill Maher. This is Bill Maher talking to Adam Schiff, and he's explaining he's asking him, are you a stalker? That's essentially it. Listen.
But this was our big gun. Now it just looks like you're stalking him. I think in the eyes of the people who don't follow it that closely, which is most of the country, here's the thing about Bob Mueller. He's like the last person, maybe the last thing in America that left and right agreed on. Left and right basically agreed. This is a guy of honor. This is an honest guy. This is an honest broker. Whatever he says goes. Americans are not into details. Don't read it to me, Bob. Just give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down. The fact that he was like, if you couldn't impeach before, how are you going to impeach after?
You think Bill Maher is the only one asking that question of Adam Schiff? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Look, They made Mueller the most. He's a saint. He's DC royalty. Then they task him with getting Trump. Then they baited Trump. We fire. Donald Trump didn't even say he was going to fire Mueller. But you know what the media report? He may fire Mueller. We're hearing rumors that they may fire Mueller. They wanted him to fire Mueller. That's what they wanted. See, they tell you what they want by telling you what's happening. You're a racist. They're saying I'm a racist. Fire Mueller. Trump may fire Mueller. They want Mueller fired. Because it's just going to be controversy after controversy. So Trump didn't take any of the bait. He let Mueller. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. He let Mueller stack the deck. Democrats every single day for the better part of 2 years knew somebody had their thumb on the scale against Donald Trump. And you know what the outcome was? Nothing. And Bill Maher's going, you look like a stalker. You look like somebody who's just trying to get him for no reason. This talk of impeachment is so stupid that nobody's believing you. This is a guy that doesn't like us. I'm talking about Bill freaking Maher. He's a scumbag. He doesn't like us. But you know what? In this, and I don't use him very often, but he's pragmatically asking the question, look, you had a squeaky clean guy that looked at Donald Trump and he gave him pretty much a clean bill of health. What are you going to do now? Now, I want you to remember also that in Mueller's report, he goes, well, you know, even though we didn't find anything against him, that doesn't mean he's not guilty. You know, maybe there's some obstruction, which is as lunatic of a statement as you can make. They're going to seize on that one, too. Bad news for Democrats. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and President Trump had a very productive meeting on infrastructure.
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about promoting commerce. It's about clean air, clean water. It's a quality of life issue, getting people out of their cars, not being on the road so much.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer also called the meeting very constructive and said the president agreed that they need to spend roughly $2 trillion on infrastructure. As the House Rules Committee holds its first ever hearing on the Medicare for All plan, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says he doesn't want to take away more choices from people.
We want to protect people with pre-existing conditions while focus on lowering premiums, giving families more choices. Let families choose which doctor they want to see and which plan they want to buy for their family, not some unelected bureaucrat in Washington.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats about to face the music. Yeah, I know. I know there are people out there, like, Kevin, you keep saying it. It's a fact. Every single day you get closer to victory. You get closer to redemption. Whatever. Call it whatever you want. You get closer to the truth. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844. 551-8255 if you want to call me. Call me. Call me to say, you know what, Kev? Amazing. You predicted it. It came true. It's amazing. And look, you don't need to call me for the accolades. It's good to get them. Lady, maybe we'll play it here in a bit, but somebody called me. Kevin, God bless you. I appreciate those. I really do. Any positive feedback we get, Kevin, I'm promoting your show. I'm letting people know about it. Oh, my God, I'm downloading. We love that. See, the more tuned in you are, the better it is for me. I just want to grow up and, I don't know, be Candace Owens. I keep joking about that. It's kind of our running joke, you know, that I want to be a 29 or 30-year-old black woman again. If I was a 29 or 30-year-old black woman, y'all wouldn't even know who Kim Kardashian was. Please. Hillary who? Michelle who? Shoot. Barack. Trust me. If I was a 29-year-old woman, you know, I'm saying with my gifts, shoot, I'd own the world. Yeah, you don't even want to know. I would own, what? What are y'all looking at? You don't see the beauty? You don't see, my producer's looking at me like, I get it. You're in awe. That's okay. Yeah. Keep that look going. I want to do some tweets. Paul Sperry tweeted this. Hearing that FBI and DOJ officials in hot water over Spygate are preparing to use the defense that national security interests justified bending investigative and surveillance laws and rules, and that in targeting Trump, they acted out of patriotic duty, not any bias, to undercut him politically. That's going to be their defense. We were so afraid of what was going to happen with him that we felt it was our duty to do something different. Now, see, in their minds, that is a rationalization. That is the ends justifying the means. Here's the problem. It ain't going to work. No, sir. People know what's going on. What's going on? What's going on? Somebody tell me what's going on. Don't make me go Marvin Gaye on you, because we know what time it is. We know what's going on. Yeah. Lots of stuff. Let's see. Here's another tweet. I find it funny that Joe Biden is blaming a man who has only been in office for 2 years for the country's problems when he was in the Senate for 36 years and vice president for 8. I suspect that might come up in the questioning of Joe Biden at some point. How do you blame Donald Trump? The man only ran for president. He won. He was elected. He served 2 years. The economy's, everything's going great, Joe. So what was happening prior to Donald Trump? The world wants to know. Yeah, good question. It was Ryan Fournier. Ryan A. Fournier on Twitter. At Ryan A. Fournier. What is it? I'm breathing through my... Yeah, you breathe through your nose and you hear that little... I hate that. Can y'all hear that? Can you... I wonder if they can hear that on the radio. Let me try. I'm just going to breathe. Can y'all hear that? I bet the audience can hear it. That's terrible. Now you're going to hear it the whole time. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Now I'm going to talk differently. I'm going to have to take different breaths and cover up the microphone or something. All right. So that was Ryan Fournier. Here's what a tweet. Kamala Harris wants America to be like California. 46th in education, 15th in crime, highest homeless population, highest poverty rate, worst pollution, most illegals, holds the most debt, jail time for misgendering, but not for spreading HIV, run by Democrats for decades. Wow. That's a pretty scathing indictment of California in general. If you're a California citizen, you allowed that to happen. I'm not trying to get all, look, I'm not being sanctimonious. I'm not trying to get all in your business. I'm just saying, you let this happen. Yeah, you let it happen. And you know, look, if you're in California, you know how the population there, the Republicans, the conservatives, they feel like we don't have a voice. Oh, yeah, you do. 1% of the population of America, a small band of people, mostly men, changed the trajectory of this country, made America what it is, fought against the biggest army, the best army in the world at the time, and beat them, defeated them. And then you know what we've done in a few hundreds of short years, a couple of hundred plus short years? We have become the envy of the world. God has blessed us with more wealth, with more knowledge. I mean, we have it all. And we deserve it. We absolutely deserve it. Let's see. Donald Trump Jr., he tweeted this. Does Breadline Bernie support allowing them the right to bear arms? Should inmates have firearms, the right to assemble and protest against the warden? He's responding to Bernie Sanders saying, when we start taking away the right to vote, the rights of people, then things start to occur that you don't want to occur. And so he's saying they need to be able to vote in prison. So Donald Trump Jr. is saying, well, hey, why, if they can vote in prison, why can't they hold office? Why can't a prisoner run for office and serve? Oh, by the way, that's a Democrats do that. They send governors and senators and all kinds of people to jail. So why shouldn't they be able to hold office? Why shouldn't Mayor Blagojevich, why did he have to give up his office in order to go to jail? Jesse Jackson Jr. He didn't even want to give up his congressional seat when he was embezzling from his campaign and all that. He didn't want to give it up. Why didn't he just let him be that from jail? By the way, he tried that. He wanted to keep his seat while he was in jail. He wanted his pension. So other people have posed questions. If you want the inmates to have their, quote, rights, the most precious right you have outside of freedom is the right to vote. Well, they gave up their freedom with one, but Bernie says, no, give them the right to vote. Well, then I say this, Bernie, give them their freedom. Let them have the right to vote, the right to bear arms, the right to... Why don't we just move their families in with them? You know what? Why bother to have prisons at all? Donald Trump, he called him Breadline Jr., called him Breadline Bernie. That's the one that I tweeted him back and said, it cracked me up. Breadline Bernie. Even Trump Jr. knows how to name people. Isn't that something? That must be genetic. Yeah, must be genetic. Yeah. I'm wondering, you often wonder what your kids pick up from you. You know, you see little things that they get, but you do. I mean, he calls him Breadline Bernie. He got that from his dad. The nicknaming. Trump and the nicknames. Oh, man. We covered Adam Schiff a little earlier. Rona McDaniel, the GNC chair, she tweeted this. Now Adam Schiff is claiming he had no expectations that Mueller would indict real Donald Trump. He's essentially admitting he spent 2 years pushing a Russian collusion lie and used his position on the White House Intelligence Committee, on the House Intelligence Committee, rather, to amplify it. Schiff needs to resign. He says he had no expectations that Mueller would indict Trump, but last time I checked, and we have a montage of this, Adam Schiff said there's overwhelming evidence of Trump obstructing justice, and there's evidence of collusion and all this. Overwhelming. I tweeted to the President of the United States the other day, why haven't you sued Adam Schiff? Is there something where you can't sue public officials? Because Adam Schiff has essentially been libelous and, I mean, certainly slanderous, and maybe libelous if he's written anything, but he's certainly been slanderous about the Donald Trump. He's called him a crook. He's essentially calling the President of the United States a traitor. He's colluding with Russia. That's what he says. You're accusing the President of the United States of being a traitor, treasonous traitor, with no evidence. And now a report, and we played, you know, the clip earlier from Bill Maher saying, dude, you look like you're, it's beyond gone from witch hunt to stalking. You look like a stalker. And he does. Adam Schiff could see you because of his eyes. Adam Schiff could see you from a long way away. He could Adam Schiff could stalk you from the moon. You see those eyes? They're practically telescopic. You look like a Pekingese. Like, whoo! They just stick out like they're on the top of his eyelid, you know, like looking out at you. He's cartoonish looking, seriously. Look, I don't care. I'm a person. I'll make fun of your looks. I will. I'm not going to lie. I'm that dude. If you got a wart on your nose, I'm not going to overlook it. I'm gonna ask you. Man, you going to get that wart off your nose or what? That's distracting. I'm sorry. I just can't. You know, because they tell you to look right between the bridge of the nose when somebody has something distracting. Anyway, I'm off subject. Adam Schiff in big trouble. We got more tweets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys want to hear some crazy stuff? Y'all didn't get these clips. I got these clips. Y'all want to hear some crazy stuff? Yeah. It's clips on black folks. I was researching something for TV, and so I worked around you guys. So there you go. But you want to hear these two? By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show radio audience. I'm talking to my producers, but crazy stuff here. And let me tell you why. It's on. This is all the craze on the left is that how can we appeal more to blacks? Because blacks are moving away. Talked about Cat Williams saying he loves America. There are many blacks who love this country, and they're sick of watching what's happening. That number is growing every day, and it ain't Candace Owens growing it. No offense against her, but it's not. It's black people waking up on their own. And I'll take some credit, too, a little bit. I get a smidgen. Larry Elder, many others, waking people up. And it's not waking people up by, I'm a victim, you know, people threw water on me and people protested me. No, I'm waking people up by telling you I'm not a victim. Look, I've been many, the last rally that I had. You know, they said Antifa's coming to get you. The police told me Antifa was coming. I said, let Antifa come. We put out a memo. I put out a thing that says Antifa tweet. Antifa says they're coming to my rally. Hashtag Antifa. Looking forward to seeing you there. You want to know how many showed up? Not one. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. Because let me tell you, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, we don't play. We don't play. We're ready to confront you in the style that you like. And let me tell you, it ain't going to go your way. Because when people are when conservatives are ready for you, there is no defense against us. And I'm going to tell you right now, come to where, you know, I've got family and friends gathered and think you're going to start some nonsense. Yeah, you got a fight on your hands. So Antifa threatened us. I remember the detective calling me, Kevin. He goes, Antifa's talking about blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. He goes, were you aware of this? I said, nope. Thanks for the update. He goes, well, we'll have a presence. Okay, fine. Appreciate you having a presence. But let Antifa show up. We got something for him. Anyway, I was talking about these tweets that we get from time to time, and I did a tweet segment earlier. I'm only going to talk about one tweet right now. Oh, you know what? No, I want to go back to what I said earlier. So these clips that I got that my producers didn't get. No offense, guys. I was looking at something else, and I don't expect them to get everything. But it's the pandering. That's where I was headed. I got off track. The pandering. So here's Elizabeth Warren. She's pandering, in this case, to black women. And I'll let you be the judge of what you hear.
And there is a specific problem, as you rightly identify, for women of color who are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in childbirth. And here's the thing. Even after we do the adjustments for income, for education, this is true across the board. This is true for well-educated African-American women, for wealthy African-American women. And the best studies that I've seen put it down to just one thing, prejudice. That doctors and nurses don't hear African-American women's medical issues the same way that they hear the same things from white women.
Yeah, so it's got to be racial, right? The medical, who knew medicine was racist? I had no idea. You know, my mother died going into for routine day surgery or whatever. I don't know what they call it. Female issues is all my grandmother ever said, and I never knew what that meant. And unfortunately, my grandmother died, so I still never got a full explanation, and I'm kind of sad not to know. But maybe it was a racism that killed my mother instead of a blood clot. Maybe black people are dying because of racism. Who knew? Wow, I had no idea. Or is it just black women that die of racism? But everybody else dies of just what? Natural causes. Oh, I get it. Black folks die of natural causes, but the natural causes of black folks tend to be maybe the end of a gun, the end of a bullet. But I don't know. Maybe that's racist too. Maybe Elizabeth Warren could look into why are there so many black people shooting up other black people in places like Chicago? Because I suspect there's some racism involved. Just like you might suspect there's a bit of sarcasm involved in mocking Elizabeth Warren. She can have all the statistics she wants, but why do you run to the place that it must be doctors and nurses not listening to the needs of black women? Maybe it's this, Elizabeth. Maybe it's that black women aren't explaining their problems to doctors and nurses. Maybe it's because black women aren't always being truthful about what's going on in their lives, and they're giving the doctors and nurses bad information. It could be that. I don't know that it is, but I don't know that it isn't. It's amazing how these leftists jump to a conclusion. They look at a stat and they go, this is the way it is. I would be curious as to what Elizabeth Warren says if she were to look at the statistic that said 300% of the proportion of abortions happen in the black community, but with black women. I wonder if she'd look at that statistic. Is that a racist statistic? That when babies are aborted, black babies are aborted at over 300% of the average abortions of any other race? That they account for an overwhelming percentage of the abortions given the quantity of black women that there are? Black women are something like 700% more likely to have an abortion than any other peer group? Is that racist too, Elizabeth? Speaking of which, there was a tweet by a lady named Rachel McKenzie. And here's what she tweeted. Probably one of the most poignant tweets that I read of that particular day. And here's what she put. Two boys, gone forever. No footprints on earth because I was scared. I will never be called mum to the British lady as I kill them through fear. Some choice. Now I cannot have children. Biggest regret ever. Three hearts broken. And she did a hashtag, tell a story day, hashtag, I had an abortion. Now that's a very different message than Hollywood and the leftists send out, where they celebrate their abortions. They talk about their abortion parties. Look, I'm not trying to be sanctimonious. I'm not trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. What I will tell you is this. Abortion is murder. I know it's a difficult word for people to deal with. Abortion is murder. You murder a child. You can rationalize it. You can say, I did not want to be pregnant by that man. And you probably should have taken precautions not to be. For whatever reason you didn't. Or I'm not going to get into your lifestyle or anything like that. But it is what it is. And until we can make people understand that, because who wants to be deemed a murderer? I mean, can you imagine the trauma? They talk about this. They talk about when somebody, a cop shoots somebody for the first time and kills somebody. When we were making the movie Bleeding Blue, the film Bleeding Blue, we were talking to police officers, and they're like, that is one of the worst feelings you can have, even in doing it in the line of duty as your job. It is one of the worst things you can deal with is the fact that you took somebody's life, all right? Even when it's done in that way, it's okay. But they get it, right? They understand. It was my life or their life, and I had to react, and that was the way it was. God forbid it was by accident. Yeah. Can you imagine? So these women that go out there and pretend that they can celebrate an abortion, they're not fooling anybody. They're not fooling me. And again, I'm not trying to be sanctimonious, but I chuckle at these pro-abortionists that talk about it's my body, using it as an excuse when they know that their real agenda is to kill black babies, to kill poor babies. In that order, black babies first, poor babies second. It just turns out that they get the twofer when they kill most black babies because most of these women are impoverished. They don't have the male counterparts. Most of these women are making these decisions, black women, because they know they don't have the support of the guy. And that's a lifestyle issue that the left doesn't want to address. So that, let's understand that. Let's understand that we can have a conversation about it. It doesn't make you a bad person, but as I like to present to them, if it's your body and you can do what you want and you want to have control of your body, then why isn't the government letting you control it? Why are you not petitioning to be a prostitute? I'm not saying you want to be one. I'm saying you should say to the government, you can't tell a woman what she does with her body. You can't make it a criminal act for a woman to sell herself. If it's your body, you can do what you want. Address that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.